Dr. Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony Orchestra in actual rehearsal. Now, the distinguished music critic, Mr. Olin Downs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Koussevitzky is now at work on the second movement of Beethoven's D minor symphony, the Scherzo, the Cosmic Dance. The simplicity of the arrangement of this music parallels the infinite variety that Beethoven achieves within that simplicity. The opening theme of this scherzo is really the same theme as the one that opened the symphony, and both these themes are very simple, simply the notes of the D minor chord or the key of the symphony. This scherzo is in the regular form, a first part followed by an alternating second part, the return of the first part, and in the second section of the first part, you'll hear the whack of the drum and other curious and humorous effects which Beethoven achieves. The middle part is like the stars in the skies, and the whole scherzo is the longest and the greatest scherzo that Beethoven ever wrote.
Not tata. You're wrong. What is the matter? Don't change. Play laha as you played before. There is nothing to change. And tamtara, tamtara. It's... And the trumpets are not in tune. E, please. One before E. Ramtara. E, one before. Get it! No, no, short. Ramtara! Ramtara! Because the last quarter come on the next bar. E, one before. Diana Pizzicatis. Now go on. Thank you. disco for everybody. The same nuance, please. Same nuance. Why? One begins piano, the other pianissimo. It is a pianissimo for everybody. And exact ram-tram, please. So the reprise. Molto vivace. No, it sounds ratta. It don't sound rattara. Rattara, but not ratta. Again, the same story.
Now, I think, to the third movement, the slow movement of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony. It's very significant to me that the same simplicity obtains in this movement as in the others. When Berlioz spoke of this symphony, he said, as the beauty of these melodies, the infinite grace of the ornaments applied to them, the sentiments of melancholy tenderness and of religious meditation which they express, if my prose could give of all this even an approximate idea, Music would have found in the written word such a competitor as even the greatest of all poets was never able to oppose to it. It is an immense work, and once its powerful charm has been experienced, the only answer for the critic who reproaches the composer for having violating the law is, so much the worse for the law. The slow movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, rehearsing now with Dr. Kusvitsky and the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Without the end. Now it's only the crescendo, huh? Crescendo. Singing, ever sing not for singing. Together, second violin, please, together, huh? No, my dear friend, you are, it is the balance is not good between the alto and second violin, not together. Andante moderato, please. Tiram, and not too much crescendo, singing as you can, sing this beautiful melody. First violin, sing. Piano. The diminuendo, you have it in diminuendo. Stop. Will you please, tempo primo. As tender as you can. The most beautiful tone, my dear friends, please. Al dolcissimo! Everything in time. Singing, every voice singing. Thank you.
gentlemen, you have listened to something which may fittingly be termed a historical event in music. You have heard Dr. Serge Koussevitzky rehearsing for the concert which will climax his 25 years with the Boston Symphony, one of the greatest pieces of music of all time, the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven. This is Olin Downs speaking and returning you to the stage of Symphony Hall for the final few seconds of this music played by a virtuoso orchestra and conducted by a truly great man. Thank you.